Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that Bible sees the problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not offered disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. A few minutes after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. After 5 shortly, if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. In whatever capacity your ear holes are being tickled by us, we appreciate the flipping fuck out of it.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I agree with the mayor of Paris. Don't you?
We.
Monsieur. You're a stupid. Fuck you.
Mr. Trump, you're so stupid. Apparently, there is a debate, either still going or is now fin, in Paris, with Emmanuel Macron having their last televised debate with Marine Le Pen, the crazy right wing nut job, who Vladimir Putin has all kinds of loves for.
Oh yes,
and who our Hitler in chief also has a whole bunch of loves for.
Why is that? Why does Hitler in chief like everybody that sucks?
It's this is nationalist, right-wing, batshit, isolationist.
Yes.
They want to get rid of, I don't know why Trump wants to get rid of the EU.
America first!
Well, I know why he wants to get rid of the EU, because Uncle Nipples wants to get rid of the EU. So why Trump wants to get rid of the EU.
Right. I mean, he wants to be a strong man like Uncle Nipples, right? He wants to be like Duterte.
Oh, yeah. And Kim Jong-un. Say what you want about him, but he's 27 years old, and he had all these. He's already taken over the military, and he's already. Say what you want about him.
He's a smart fucking cookie. Yep. He's a smart cookie.
I love his hair.
I couldn't believe he used that expression to describe somebody that's like. I mean, who knows what the fuck he's doing to his people over there, Kim Jong-un. He's a smart cookie.
He's a smart cookie.
It's into genocide and shit like that. It's a hell of a cookie.
Don't forget, y'all can tweet us during the show if you like, if you want to communicate with us live at crabdiving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving. Join the fun and warm community over there.
Oh, yes.
We'll put all kinds of stories that we don't get to here on the show and memes and shit.
Memes and shit.
Memes don't work well on radio.
That's right.
Or in podcast form.
Podcast.
Podcast.
If you're in another dimension, maybe, where you hear words. No, we hear words in this dimension. Whatever.
A different dimension where we hear words?
We don't know who's listening. There could be someone from the Phantom Zone. Name the movie.
The Phantom Zone. I don't know.
Superman.
Oh, I don't remember that.
3.
Is that what it was called? The Phantom Zone?
Yes, the Phantom Zone. General Zod was banished there after he did some bullshit. He didn't pay his parking tickets.
White people in droves.
Yeah.
Jesus, Glenn.
Come to think of it, there weren't a whole lot of black people in Superman.
No.
Were there?
Or in any, movies back then, Action films.
Unless they needed a maid.
Right. Hey, you know, most leads in movies are white.
Or a criminal.
Yeah. We've got to change that. Jesus, Hollywood. And by the way, dude, in fucking theater, it's the same fucking way. I remember reading some about the Tonys.
You mean acting theater?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And the Tonys, man, they...
With an R-E.
Oh, yes. The majority of the nominees, white. White as fuck.
Oh, again?
And we're talking about the theater. That's wrong, man.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's fucked up.
Well, there were people who allegedly couldn't handle the whole Hamilton thing with, you know, brown people rapping like the...
No,
like
that's
the
ridiculous.
It's supposed to be all white, man. They're supposed to own those motherfuckers up on stage.
Yeah, but it goes like to designers and directors and stage managers.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Very white-centric.
I saw something recently about, I think it was Facebook, maybe? Well, you know, one of the big... Maybe Google.
Yes.
But the systemic sexism for coders, even. That,
really?
That coders with inside fun parts.
Yes.
They get their code rejected at a higher, much higher rate than the men. But then when... But it's not necessarily quality, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not...
When you say
it's not that the women are worse coders. It's
yes.
just that if two coders come up with the same code, they're going to give it to the dude.
Yeah.
Than the woman or, you know, whoever's solution.
Dude, where's my coder? What do you mean when you say coder, you're talking about a guy that writes a bunch of bullshit and gobbledygook to build a website?
Yes.
Okay.
Internet,
now that we
internet
all know,
magic.
I didn't know that. I didn't know the coding business was so fucking sexist. Why would that even matter? Why would it matter what kind of fun parts you have when you're writing down that garbage that makes the internet work? Why would that fucking matter?
I don't know.
But it does.
Yes.
That's fucked up.
It's not mad. It's magic.
Oh, okay.
The Lord.
Coding is gay.
All kinds of shit going on in the world. Got all kinds of fun stories for you today. Stuff that's going to make you probably yell.
No good.
Maybe, unless you're at work.
Right.
Unless you can get away with yelling at work.
Yeah. Most people, they have to stifle their feelings. There's no expression in this country. Everybody wants everybody shut the fuck up.
That's right.
Don't express yourself.
There was actually a story this morning, yesterday, whenever. It all bleeds together. Very recently. And it's one of those headlines somewhere that, you know, you just kind of click on, and it was, a psychologist or psychological study.
Yes.
Recommends that you masturbate at work.
Depends on your job.
And well, basically it's geared towards men.
Are you a Lyft driver?
And it's geared towards men. You know, de-stressing.
Oh,
like
yeah.
They say, go snap one off.
Like the guy that drives the ice cream truck in the neighborhood.
And then there was some weird percentage of like guys that have said they've jerked off at work. It was like 40% or something like that. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Fucking damn it.
Where are you people working?
Can't you just sit there?
Right.
Sometimes.
I mean, obviously I'm assuming they're going to the bathroom
yes.
and sitting in the stall.
We don't know.
Whacking away, but right. shit.
You know, you got to wonder when you drive up to the toll booth, what's that guy doing in there?
Well, I would expect that to be happening.
Yes.
It's a dull job.
Oh, yeah.
A great job.
Or, you know what, man?
Personable.
Right, but there's nothing wrong with sitting there and not thinking about anything. I do that sometimes. You sit there, you don't think of shit.
It's
nice.
When I was in high school for one summer, I was a dishwasher at a resort hotel, and that's not at the bottom of my list of jobs that I've had.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really, I mean, you put the headphones on and you just go into robot mode.
Dude.
And really, there's zero stress involved except, oh my God, the teacups are piling up or something
shit,
like that.
Man.
We're out of forks.
Right. I worked as the fax boy for years at accounting firms, a big accounting firm, an evil empire. All I did was stand next to a fucking fax machine, and when a fax would come in, I would staple it, and then I would deliver it to whom it was sent. That's it. That's all
Is Trump going to bring back the fax boy jobs?
Yeah, when do we get those? We should have those, actually. Why don't we have
God
those?
God damn it.
I mean, why are those jobs?
Facts,
boy. Yeah, but why would you innovate those out of existence? What's
I think that's what my group called you, didn't they? Didn't some of the assholes in the group call you Fax Boy?
No, everyone.
Everyone called you Fax Boy.
Not just your group. The whole fucking cape, whatever, the whole accounting firm. Hey, Fax Boy.
That's actually how I met Ryan, was at KPM. Ooh, well, ooh. Who cares? KPMG, who the fuck cares? Fuck. At the time.
You suck. You guys are evil.
And I don't know what it is now, but it's a giant, it might be KPMG, LBGTQ, yes. EIIO. You know, they were changing and merging and fucking each other and purging each other.
Well, fucking us.
And now, but it's a giant accounting firm, and I was a temp. I was an assistant for one of the head honchos in one of the groups there, and Ryan was Fax Boy. He was the fax deliverer.
I walked around in a little sailor outfit with a giant lollipop, knee socks.
And then Small World, I actually recognized you from a play.
Yes. See, that makes you feel good. Fax Boy. Hey, if you're Fax Boy.
You know, I never thought of that earlier. I should have.
If you're Fax Boy and somebody's like, hey, I saw you.
Aren't you that famous actor I saw last night?
I do more than just staple this shit together and hand it to assholes that are getting paid way too fucking much to do their fucking job, by the way. Those accountants at that firm.
Yeah, yeah.
Over fucking paid.
Well, and that's one of my whole points of. Of saying that people that are high up and successful and make a lot of money in business or in any of these industries or stuff like that would be qualified to run anything, because some of these people were just good salespeople, which meant they're like fun.
Right.
They're fun, personable people, and they'll get you to buy their $100 million services.
They're garbage.
And instantly you're made partner.
Right. And you get to shit somewhere.
Right.
For the elite, you get to shit in an elitist toilet,
and then for
the rest of your life.
Some of these guys, that means the extent of their work is, oh my god, I have a lunch meeting with the CFO of this, or ooh. I'm doing 18
golf.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and a hooker.
Yes.
But stuff like that, it's just not
right.
And then you got the grunts who are doing all the actual work in the cubes, in the cube farms. Who are still, they're making good money too, but they're doing all the real work of crunching all the numbers and drafting all the drafts and the laws and the presentations and all that shit.
Those other guys are sitting on their ass pontificating. Yeah. And that's who we have as fucking president.
And maybe they should make a little more for making the big decisions, but they certainly should not be making 300 times more with some of the people, the lower rankings.
How's that
are making.
Like?
It's so ridiculous. That's what why we need some of those laws like they have in evil socialist Europe.
Yeah. I mean, it's
30 times is plenty.
God.
It is more than plenty.
That's too much. Yeah. That's still too much. You know, the thing is, those fat cats will see the light. And I'm not saying I'm not going to do anything. But, you know, at some point, the streets will run red with blood.
Eee.
Don't you think? I mean, do you think we sustain this?
Do you hear the people sing? Sing the song of angry men.
Fuck you!
That's what it's going to sound like.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
The war. Mincing liberals who are all singing in harmony.
What are you? Hey!
Versus monosyllabic assholes slinging lead.
I have a question. If you're a fat caddy or politician, and you constantly wave the Jesus magic over these poor people in the South and in the Bible Belt and in the flyover states to get them to vote however you want them to vote. What happens when they stop believing in the Jesus shit and they come for your ass? That's going to happen. This is not going to sustain itself.
Yeah. It's already starting to break down because they're starting to realize that Schindler just is another liar.
Oh, he's fucking full of shit.
He was going to go drain the swamp, but like we've said, filled it with sewage. Refilled it with sewage.
Goldman Sachs. That's who's running our country.
Yep, bunch of gold sacks.
We don't even... Our State Department's Exxon Oil. Think about that.
Sure.
That guy has no personality, man. None.
And, you know, you hardly hear about Rex Tillerson being involved in any of these... things that he should, right?
Yes.
But then we find out that when Trump had his little little call with Uncle Vlad over the weekend.
Nick.
Guess who was sitting there also talking to Uncle Vlad?
Oh, was it Tillerson?
Hey, it's me. Remember you gave me that big medal? We're supposed to be making $500 million, $1 billion each.
And they barely know each other, right? Right. Isn't that what we're supposed to believe?
No, Tillerson admits he knows Putin, but Trump is the one who's like, I don't know him.
God.
And then there's that tape of him saying when he was going over to Moscow to do the Miss Universe, I don't know. I hope he'll meet with me. I hope he'll be my friend.
Oh, Jesus. God, Trump, don't you have any fucking self-respect?
I hope he'll be my friend.
By the way, that's not the tape in Russia I'm interested in. Oh, I'm interested in that other tape. Gross, oh, you want to see that? No. We want to see that shit.
Kind of, but I'm going to hire somebody to put my eyes out right after that. Yeah.
You watch that Two Girls, One Cup. You can watch shit like it. Oh,
I couldn't watch Two Girls,
God.
One Cup.
Oh, my God. I watched it for 0.8 seconds. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, God.
I watched it until the instant it became Two Girls, One Cup, and I was like, okay, I'm out.
They really get you, too.
I'm done.
Because it starts so innocently for like an eighth of a second. Do you think that tape exists, Schindler, watching people pee on each other or being peed upon or something of that nature?
Yes.
Where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it?
It's on Uncle Nipples' iPad.
He has it on a, does he have it on his desktop in iMovie or something?
Probably.
He's like,
maybe he's got it running in one of those digital frames.
I am color correcting.
Look.
look
at these tiny pee-pee.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements or any shit like that, but you can help us out. And it doesn't even cost you fuck all. You can go buy shit at Amazon, where enjoy all their good prices, and you know, have something dropped off by a drone in the future, and you can get shit day of.
Oh my God!
I think that's happened a couple of times where I've ordered something and they've offered me day of for like $2 or $3 more. Like, it wasn't insane.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Socks, tube socks.
It was a triple extra large condoms.
Okay.
And
bring in the forklift. At Vile Experience, Dunn ordered rubbers again. Shit,
I needed them then.
We need a loading dock
at that moment.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, it was like there in the afternoon. I ordered it in the morning, and by 6 or 7 in the evening, it was delivered. It was just crazy.
Is that good?
It was great.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick, but is that a good thing?
Yeah. Why not? Are you suggesting we should go out in the world and socialize? And
yes. I mean, do we really
there's something to be said there.
Socks in 2 fucking hours? Is that something we need?
I think it might have been somebody's birthday present. It might have been one of those where it's like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, I appreciate that then. Sure.
So anyway, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Bookmark that shit. Make it a button that you click every time. An easily found button.
Oh yes, like the button on the what's the name of that desk Schindler sits
at?
The Resolute desk.
My Coca-Cola button. Yeah,
Coca-Cola button.
He said Pepsi too. Did you see in that interview?
No.
He said, yeah, you see the big red button, and like he's making a joke. The big red button on the desk, but it's not what you think. It's you can order a Coke or a Pepsi or something.
Good God!
I think he somebody probably told him. Don't say it's just Coke.
You know
right?
But you know what I would tell him? Don't talk about that fucking button. Don't bring it up.
I think Coke called him and said, don't say it's Coke.
Yeah, man.
I don't think it's pro.
Right.
I mean, I don't think the Coke company is happy that the president is saying, I prefer Coke over Pepsi.
I'm not happy that our president needs a button for soda on his fucking desk. Look, at my desk. I don't have a button for any kind of drink. Most people don't.
Right? Right?
Why is he such a weirdo that he needs a button for soda?
Apparently, a couple of the reports I read said that he was like bellowing into the hallway for somebody to grab him a Coke, so they installed that so that he doesn't sound like a fucking asshole screaming down the hallway for a Coke.
I don't know
if that's true or not.
Nothing, you know, if it was any other president, I would be like, yeah, I don't know. He's got a button for soda. But this guy, on top of everything else. Now he's got a button for his soda pop.
Who knows? What? Who knows what's up? I don't have a fucking idea.
Yeah, Lily Tomlin's right, because right. Fuck Schittler. That's
nuts. I don't have a fucking idea either.
Please clap.
Please clap, Jebediah.
Fuck you, Jeb. You piece of shit, GOP. Nobody can beat Trump. None of you shitheads. You are a loser.
Yeah, that was fun to watch, though, man. Yeah. Sad that the ultimate result, but goddamn, that was fun to watch him just pummel the shit out of all those assholes, right?
You know what? Yeah. Let's take Trump out of it for a second. Can you imagine the brother of a guy that lied us into a fucking war had the nerve to show his face in an election to try to lead this fucking country? Now, I know he's not
the guy who gave the presidency to that brother who then. Remember who was the governor of Florida when all the shit hit the fan?
The little white bitches were sitting in that room and they said, hey, Florida went to Gore, and then they're like, we ain't sure.
Yeah, keep counting.
Yeah.
We're printing some more.
What does it say about our country that we would even entertain that? We would entertain the idea of putting another fucking piece of shit Bush in office. What the fuck? That blows my mind.
Well, yeah, some would say the same about Hillary.
No, they wouldn't because...
Well, I'm just saying it's, you know, a dynasty kind of a thing.
Well, my thing in the dynasty, my thing is his brother lied us into the Iraq war.
Right.
And a shit ton of people died. I don't want anybody else with his last name in that Oval Office. They're done. They should be done, right?
Billy Bush?
Fuck him.
I think he's a cousin.
I'm a pioneer.
Oh, he's a pioneer.
Not that guy. Shit.
I'm an explorer.
Do you think he is, though? Do you think...
I could listen to that all day. What?
Do you think Alex Jones really is an explorer? I mean, do you think he could...
Of?
I don't know, any place. Can you see him traipsing around in the woods, pioneering?
Well...
He seems kind of outdoorsy. I mean, he rides that horse, yeah, right?
I guess pioneer and explorer have two different connotations that like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pioneers true. Just means you're the first one there. Doesn't necessarily mean what you're... What your motivations are?
Yes.
Explorer means you're...
Exploring your sexuality.
Exploring means, I think, you're... If you're an explorer...
Yeah.
I think it kind of implies that you are a seeking knowledge in general kind of person. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're exploring. You're an explorer. You're trying to...
Maybe Alex
Jones. You don't necessarily have a hyper-focused...
Okay.
You're an explorer.
I'm open going to the
exploring.
World.
Right,
I'm letting
right.
the world influence me.
I'm talking to my ass, but that's just the vibe I get from the verbiage.
Yeah. I don't know if that's Alex Jones, though.
Correct.
I don't know.
Pioneer, sure. He's of assholitude. He's a pioneer. Yeah,
of mental illness.
John Wayne Gacy was a pioneer. of burying kids underneath your house.
Well, hey, listen, he was an explorer, too. He was open to lots of shitty possibilities and doing things that. To people, you know? Yeah. Most people wouldn't do that. Thank God.
Exploring their psychopathic murderer side, you're saying?
I like to eat. That's my favorite one.
I like to fight, too.
Okay.
Going through it fast.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Shit.
I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood. Going through it fast.
Is that true? That's his eHarmony profile he's reading?
I'm here. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what everybody was like before us.
Yeah, yes.
God damn.
Yeah, I agree with that part. This is what we're like. I don't agree with. This is what we were like before us.
Yeah.
That I agree.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully we've kind of evolved on past that.
No, I don't know.
That's the whole point.
No life for us.
He's nuts.
I like to fight, too. I like to eat. I like to have children.
No one. Yeah. So he lost his custody hearing. That's a shocker.
I like to have children.
Doesn't say he likes to keep them.
No.
He just likes to have them.
Right. And I'm not sure that he even likes these things he's screaming about. Because it doesn't sound like he's talking about things he likes.
It doesn't sound enjoyable at all.
No. There's no joy in that fucking tirade. This is mental illness.
You're right.
Fucking loony.
Meanwhile, President Trump is pushing Republicans to support the latest plan.
Oh, yeah. In the headlines.
Goddamn auto-load videos.
Can we all hear that or just
no,
us?
Just okay. You and I, the audience heard it for a little drip, a little pre-jizz.
Oh yes.
Let's listen. Let's see what's going on.
I need a Kleenex.
In your news headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high above the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, May the 3rd, 2017.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Does Alex Jones say he likes to come?
Oh, I don't know.
He's blessed. That's his favorite.
Oh.
I like to come!
Yeah.
Okay. Calm down, Alex.
I think many of us do.
Oh, sure.
Google Docs is trending.
Why?
Because there's apparently some fake Google Doc emails circling the internet that are all phishing. Phishing. Yeah.
Oh,
so
God damn it! I hate these people that do this.
Don't
shit.
Answer any of those emails.
Why do people do this?
Don't send that shit to us.
Yeah. Why do you hack into people's shit? Do you just hate people and you want to fuck their computer up? I mean, this, you know. I nearly
had
my
steal their shit.
My gateway got all fucked up. Somebody took all my shit and told me to get my data back from the Russians. I had to deposit some bitcoins into somebody's wallet.
Yeah,
I didn't even do it.
Over at the commie pinko liberal,
it fate.
Huffington Post is a photograph of Eddie Munster from Racine, Wisconsin. Is that where Paul Ryan is from? That area. Wisconsin.
I think he's from Bean Snappers.
The Bean Snappers. Wow, what an inside joke. There. Yeah.
That's a strip club. Why?
That's North Central Wisconsin. That's geez. Like Appleton area.
Fuck you.
And it is an adult right. Venue.
Welcome to Bean Snappers on a Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. The GOP gets ready to bet the house, it says.
Okay.
The photograph of Paul Ryan. Republicans could actually pass this health care bill, it says. They're getting close to the numbers now.
Yes.
They need in the House.
Let me ask you an important question. Does Paul Ryan still look like he's in good shape? I mean, has he had time to maintain that physique, even though he's Speaker?
I think so. I think he's... it looks like he's somehow still hitting the gym.
Jeez. Good for you. Okay. Again, imagine trying to fall asleep and you know that loon is wandering around the house.
Which loon?
Alex Jones.
That loon.
I mean, one eye open, man.
House Republicans are finally within striking distance on their health care bill. Flipping at least two members.
Oh, geez.
Flipping them right over.
Democrats?
No, two of their loonies.
Oh, okay.
Not one Democrat will vote for this. Through a small amendment. And shoring up support among some of the undecided ones.
Fuck you.
With good old-fashioned whipping.
Oh, yes.
The GOP leadership says, though, here at the HuffPo, that they're still facing the same problems they've had all along, short on votes. And putting the bill on the floor now could be disastrous if it doesn't go their way, if it fails. It says they might vote this week anyhow, though.
Yes.
After these two...
Even though it won't work.
Republicans worked out an amendment adding $8 billion over 5 years for states that waive Affordable Care Act protections for people with pre-existing conditions.
Oh, God, I hate all this fucking math. Tell me, do I hate it or do I not hate it?
While it initially looked like that money would go to high-risk pools states would have to set up as a condition
yes.
Opting out of those provisions, it now looks like it will be a separate fund, though details have not been released. So the problem was they're trying to, the T-loons
yes.
Want to get rid of everything, which means pre-existing condition coverage. Okay. Then they said, we're going to replace it with these. You're still going to be covered. You just put it in high-risk pools, which means, yeah, you'll still be covered. But it's just going to cost you $10,000 a month.
where do you get the money?
Exaggerating that much because I think they said some senior on like a tiny pension Social Security making 25 grand a year is going to be paying $16,000 a year in insurance premiums. Thanks, Trump.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. How does that work? How is that affordable?
How does it work that...
Before Medicare, you know, I mean, before they get Medicare eventually.
Sure. How does it work that we're not just storming Washington and setting shit on fire? This is so fucking stupid. We live in the stupidest fucking country ever.
Yeah.
We have so much fucking money.
Well, we don't.
No, we don't.
A few people do.
Income inequality. My God, do they really want people to start sharpening the fucking pitchforks?
It says it's a paltry sum, though. $8 billion over 5 years.
Yes.
Compared to what most of the experts are saying is going to be needed to make something like a high-risk pool work for sick people.
Right. But it doesn't work for sick people unless they're rich sick people, right?
Right.
God. What, they want revolution.
I saw some asshole Republican who's voting for it, and they were grilling him on how can you vote for it with the pre-existing conditions and everything. And he basically said, well, you know, we just need to pass this. And, you know, I assume they're going to change it in the Senate and everything and then send it back.
What?
So they're like, they're just going to suck in tons of Indian food, squat over a bucket, wrap a bow around it, send it up to the Senate and say, here, cook us a nice shit souffle out of this.
Yummy. You're stupid. Who the fuck? Who does their job like that? Who the fuck works like that?
All they want to do is appease Schittler so that he can say, look, it passed. We have a win. Now the evil Democrats won't work with us in the Senate.
You know what it's going to be? You know that part in Deliverance where Ned Beatty and Ned Beatty and the guy from Midnight Cowboy. I never remember his fucking name. John Voight. They're in the canoe and they decide to take for some stupid fucking reason, they decide to stop the canoe, get out and look around. And as they're doing that, these two toothless, scary ass hillbillies, they walk down the hillbillies and they start picking on Ned Beatty and John Squeal. Voight.
Squeal.
Yes. In this story, the toothless hillbillies, they're America. John Voight and Ned Beatty are the fat cats. And the fat cats say to the hillbillies, hey, they're getting nervous. They're like, what can we do? Can we give you money? Do you want our money? And the hillbillies say, hey, if we want your money, we're going to take your money.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fuck them up. And it doesn't go well.
So you're on Team Hillbilly and Deliverance?
No. Oh. Nobody's on Team Anything. Nobody wants to be on Team Anything. But that's where we are.
Yeah.
I don't think we want Deliverance.
No.
But I mean if they keep behaving like this, Congress and all the rich people, then where the fuck are we going to be?
Right.
You bitch ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
So even if this shitty bill somehow makes it out of the House. See, this is what these assholes are doing. They're going to be like, we're done. Wash their hands.
Bye-bye.
Look, we repealed Obamacare. Look, dummies, we were finally washed all the black off of health care.
And you know what? That'll be good enough for some of their constituents. The Freedom Caucus, right?
Oh, yeah.
Louis Gohmert's constituents will be fine with that.
And then they'll go to the Senate where it faces almost zero chance of passing.
So what's the fucking point?
I don't know. Republicans in the Senate even have already been speaking out about concerns over $880 billion of Medicaid cuts that the House is proposing.
And you're going to build a wall? Fuck you.
And the provisions weakening protections for people with pre-existing conditions also look unlikely to survive the Senate.
Meaning that
the entire bill... they're saying maybe an exercise in handing Democrats attack ads in 2018. That's what even Tom Cotton, Senator Tehran Tom Trader Cotton, even said. We can't pass this. I urge the House.
Yes.
The previous version of it, he even said, and he ain't Cotton into this one either, saying that I urge the House not to pass this. because you're just giving the Democrats, you're handing the Democrats the loaded gun to point in our head and pull the trigger.
Load.
Because we're going to be the guys that took 27 million people off of health care that are voting to desperately kick people off of pre-existing conditions. That's the one thing. That and keeping kids on their parents' insurance until 25, 26, and a couple other things were the, even if you talk to a Republican, they're like, well, we like that about Obamacare.
It's crazy, man. It's so fucked up that our health care, the insurance is so politicized.
No, it's
it shouldn't be politicized. It's a crime. You're talking about, you know, we want to walk around and breathe and eat. And what does Alex Jones say? I want to eat. I want to live. I want to come. You got to be healthy to do all that shit.
Fuck. Oh, wait. I apologize. I don't think the people enjoyed that.
I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.
There you go.
My heart's big. Why does he talk like that?
It's got hot blood going through it fast.
Is that true? Is the blood hot?
Well, it's, you what's know, 98.7-ish.
Oh, yeah, body temperature.
Unless you have a lot of chili.
Yeah.
His might be a little hotter because of all the, you know, red meat. All the red meat I ate. I was drunk on, I was in a stupor.
On cocaine and red meat.
Why did you forget, what grade your kids were in?
Because he didn't.
That was a question in his trial.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, because I had chili for lunch.
I missed that. Wait.
No, we talked about that.
We talked about it. Yeah. God, he had chili? You know, there was a time in my late 30s, I forgot how old I was, from 36 to 38 on, I swear to God, I said I was 37 for 3 years. I just didn't know. You know, and
well,
so
you were
I
in L.A. That's about the time you stop aging.
Oh, yes.
Officially in L.A. 57-year-olds are like, I'm 37.
All right. Your face is on the floor, stupid.
Yeah, your tits are seven. Your butt implants. And dudes are getting more and more shit done now, too,
They're getting nudicles, aren't they?
But they're getting,
I got big balls.
I got big balls. But, yeah, guys are getting all kinds of, I saw guys are getting.
Yes.
The hair lasered off of their dicks.
What?
Yeah. To keep
that
Ken look.
Who? I don't want
Ken and Barbie.
Listen, I don't know what a laser does. Do you know anything about laser? Lasers,
yeah.
I don't know what they do. I don't want to laser on my dick.
I think it's uncomfortable. I don't think it's going to burn your dick off.
That's how they circumcise people now.
It's not.
The Moyles, they don't even chew off the foreskin.
Speaking of criminal,
they laser it.
There's just no way to spin that one.
How's that a party? I'm having a brisk. A creepy old guy that talks to voices in his head that prays is going to chew the end of my child's dick off.
Stop.
Because that's what we've always done.
Ugh. Sick.
We're so fucking stupid. And we think aliens are going to come to this planet and be like, oh, we want to communicate with you. No, they don't. They look down and like, hey, and that guy's chewing somebody's dick off.
And not all rabbis become moiled.
Not
this
all.
This is like a choice to specialize in baby dick biting.
What is that, an associate's
like
degree?
Yeah.
Do you have to take
probably
a class?
Another semester.
Yeah.
Oh.
God, why is that a religious thing?
Why there have been cases where kids have gotten herpes.
What?
Well, yeah. The mouth herpes on the moil gets into the blood of the bleeding penis the poor baby.
You know.
And they get herpes from it.
Yeah, and you know, Magic Johnson would probably attest to this. I mean, at least.
Thank you, Lord, by
the
way.
Oh, yes. Hey, God works in mysterious ways. A rabbi can give you herpes when you don't even fucking know.
In a religious ceremony.
Yeah. You know, if you're going to suffer.
Magic Johnson, you were saying?
Yeah, if you're going to suffer from an STD, the upswing is the getting the STD, right? Is kind of fun, right? All the fucking
shit. I
mean,
I would hope the S part of it. Oh, at least you would have a little bit of enjoyment.
Yeah. You got herpes from some, you know, spring break trip down to Daytona Beach.
It's like really catching it from the toilet seat. What the fuck fun is that?
You caught it when you were a kid and some fucking old guy chewed your dick off. Yeah. And your parents made the appointment. It was arranged. It was arranged for that guy to get herpes.
Your parents paid him.
Yeah.
To bite your dick off and give you.
Oh, that's right.
And give you herpes.
How much do you make for that? I'm serious.
I don't know. It's probably a donation or something.
Oh, yeah.
Probably $100.
That's how much? Couple.
Well, what would he give him for a wedding? $100? $200?
Somebody came funeral, to you and said,
bucks, $100?
Let me offer you a job. We're hiring Moyles. Oh, yeah, what do I do? You take your teeth and you chew the foreskin off a child's dick. How much does that pay?
I like to eat.
Genius. Genius! I like to eat.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's be fair and imbalanced and see what the dummies over at the Drudge Report are worrying about.
Listen, if you got twins, I'll chew both of your kids' dicks off for $75 a piece. I'll give you a break.
Two for one.
No, not two for one. I'm a Moyle, man. Oh, I got to get paid.
You got to get paid.
I'm chewing foreskin. No. You think I do that for free? Please.
That dental floss don't buy itself.
I got fucking gonna drink myself to sleep every night. I'm eating dicks for my job.
Headline over at the Drudge Report.
Please.
This is a lie. The headline over at the Drudge Report says Colbert faces growing backlash.
Bullshit.
It is bullshit. It leads to a story over at Fox quote News unquote. And it says the
Stephen Colbert facing backlash.
The free Rogaine.
Hold on a second. It says the Fire Colbert Twitter campaign gains steam after Stephen Colbert's profane Donald Trump takedown. The only reason it gained steam, we also tweeted it because
it's funny.
It was all the same people making fun of the poor little snowflakes who are somehow offended by Stephen and Colbert saying that Trump is Putin's cock holster. His mouth is Putin's cock holster.
I'm so jealous.
And they're horrified by that as they profoundly defend the pussy grabber in chief.
Right. Because I can guarantee you the pussy grabber in chief, he looks at most women and probably thinks, oh, look, a potential cock holster for my dick. That's probably what he thinks.
Talk show host. This is at Fox quote news unquote. I'll read it like Deucey. Talk show host Stephen Colbert is taking serious heat on social media for a vulgar joke he made about President Donald Trump that many fans are calling homophobic. Notice how they parse that.
Yes.
Taking serious heat on social media that many fans are calling homophobic.
A lot of qualifiers.
Yeah. And they've got a bunch of tweets that they've used, and they're all assholes. Yeah. Boycott CBS, fire Colbert.
Now, fuck you. Listen, if you're going to be a dickhead, right-wing nut job, fuck nut, then be prepared for liberals to make fun of you, and they will be good at it. You know, the right, they don't have a Stephen Colbert. They don't have anyone to tell me my mouth is a cock holster. You know? Cock holster. That's the funniest fucking thing, though. You got to admit, that is the funniest fucking line ever. He's Putin's cock holster.
It is funny, though, the last paragraph of this Fox quote news unquote story. Colbert has seen a ratings resurgence since he started regularly roasting the president.
Yeah. People.
After languishing in second place since he took over the late show for David Letterman, his show has been number one on late night TV for 13 weeks running. Yeah. He's taking swings at the president. When Fallon messed his hair.
Yeah, Fallon's a big fucking pussy. Fuck you, Jimmy.
So, yeah, that's why
Stephen Colbert's a fucking talent. Yeah. Man, that guy's a genius. He's funny. For years, he played that part.
Trump should respect ratings, right?
Yes.
Is he going to say the failed Stephen Colbert?
Has Trump tweeted about being a cock holster, or how does he feel about that?
I don't know that he's tweeted that one.
I mean, because now I'm just picturing Putin trying to stick his dick in Schindler's mouth. It's funny. It's a very funny image. You're a cock holster, buddy.
cock holster. Cock holster.
It's genius.
Some asshole set up a website, firecolbert.com.
Fuck you. Hey, why don't you think of something funny? So think of something incredibly funny and say it on national television like Stephen Colbert did.
The joke that angered many. In fact, the only thing your mouth is good for is being Vladimir Putin's cock holster.
And it's, you know, there's truth to that. Right?
Right.
Whatever. The outrage. What a bunch of pussies.
The oh, some asshole over at the Washington Post wrote that by joking about oral sex, Stephen Colbert has rushed to the broternity of Alex Jones.
That
who once said Adam Schiff looks like an archetypal cocksucker. It's different.
It is different. It's funny. Do we have to explain why cock holster is funny? Because it's funny.
It's subtle.
It's subtle.
But it's different.
His mouth is a place for Putin to store his penis. That is the sole purpose of our president in that joke. It's funny.
Right, right. It's right. More about the subserviency of our president to to Putin.
Yeah, he didn't say he was his.
And because we know that Trump is allegedly straight, it would be something he wouldn't want to do would be humiliated doing, maybe. That's the point of it.
I'm so sorry.
It's not that it's it's a bad thing.
Right.
Or anything. Or that, I mean, there's no argument. I think the person who has dick in mouth has all the power, to be honest with you, unless it's a violent kind of situation where they're forced to do it.
But we're talking about Russian dick.
I mean, I can't get my tiny mouth around it.
I can't believe everybody's such an asshole about this. You can't make the joke. Nobody's
being an asshole about it, except for hypocrite little bitches on the right who are squealing. Oh my God, you got to fire him because he's a cock holster.
I mean, and you can't make that joke. We got Carter Page, worked for Trump, the fucking agent of the Russian government or whatever. Michael Flynn's a fucking traitor. Who knows what Schittler's up to? We can't say his mouth is Putin's cock holster.
Right.
Please. I don't understand that. What's with I wish to. By the way, I just prayed to a non-existent God. I betrayed my atheism that there is video of Trump being someone's cock holster. Wouldn't that be great?
Right.
A little toe tapping.
God, they were. Why is this guy doing Newsmax? The new FCC commissioner, Ajit Pai, went on fucking Newsmax. Pai, who's trying to kill net neutrality, was on Newsmax. Crazy, batshit, right-wing nutjob Steve Malzberg's show.
Is that the FCC guy?
Newsmax. Ajit Pai, the FCC commissioner. And Malzberg asked him about Stephen Colbert.
Yes.
And if Stephen Colbert is going to suffer any consequences.
Did you see what Stephen Colbert said two nights ago about Donald Trump using all kinds of vulgarities? Some considered even homophobic, what he said.
What were the all kinds of vulgarities? The one vulgarity he used was cock holster. Cock.
Yeah.
What were all the other ones?
Are we not more?
I have a transcript. I don't see.
Yeah.
I see no other vulgarities here, you lying piece of shit. There's a vulgarity for you.
What is more disturbing to you? Stephen Colbert's line about Trump's mouth being a cock holster or Trump pontificating on an opinion Andrew Jackson had about a war that he was never alive to fucking see or even know about?
Two nights ago about Donald Trump using all kinds of vulgarities, some considered even homophobic, what he said Donald Trump's mouth was for with regard to Vladimir Putin. I mean, really, really horrific stuff. It made the whole front page of the New York Post today. Yet I haven't seen any outrage from the liberals in the media. Did you see it? And what about any action? Are you considering any action against CBS or Colbert for any of that?
There has to be complaints filed first. That's not how it works, you fascist twunt. The FCC does not just summarily decide to come down on something they decide is naughty. They need to have someone complain to them. And that's how the government works, you fuck.
Yes, and it's a late night show. Are we not in that? What's it called? Safe
and
Harbor?
And they beeped it. Yeah, it's Safe Harbor, and they fucking beeped it.
What the fuck then? Why? Why do we give a shit? This is so stupid. It's as if, you know what? It's as if Schittler called people at Fox News and all his little friends and said, listen, can you guys make a big deal out of this cock holster thing? It'll take some heat off me for a little bit. We won't have to talk about me talking about Andrew Jackson or my shit with Russia for a second.
Right.
So I haven't yet seen the clip, so I should definitely reserve judgment on it. But by and large, as I said, the FCC, outside of our indecency rules, we don't get into the business of regulating content. But what I can say is that, you know, look, I realize that this is a politically polarized time, and I would hope that everyone can participate in the public discourse in a way that's civil, that Fuck operates you. In good faith. And that's certainly the way I've tried to conduct myself when I make public comments. And but, you know, it's a free country. People are willing.
So that's a no. In other words, it's not under our, we're not doing anything is what he's trying to say.
Is that pie?
Yeah.
That's the guy against net neutrality?
Yes.
And he's telling me about freedom and shit?
Sure.
Suck a dick, dumbass.
And but, you know, it's a free country. People are willing and able to say just about anything these days.
And that goes to doesn't it to a Supreme Court decision back in 2012 that really put a limit?
2012? Yeah, yeah. Listen, I'm not a math whiz or anything, but what's 2012 mean?
Is that 12 years after the death of our Lord?
2012.
In the year 2012.
Right. 12 years after Christ died, you can't say cock holster.
The Supreme Court decided you can say cock holster.
Court decision back in 2012 that really put a limit on what the FCC could do when it comes to fining stations for indecent words and indecent pictures, etc.
This is interesting. Back then, people like Malzberg didn't want government oversight, right?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they want smaller government.
Right.
Now he's saying, wait a minute. But when censorship is involved, well, now that's what government's for.
And this pie guy wants to regulate the speed on the internet, right? He wants to throttle certain sites and shit like that, maybe?
Yeah. I was reading something about that. I got to read more about that. It's not good, whatever he wants to do, but it's not necessarily a complete turning it into Deadwood for capitalists kind of thing where they might, I mean, it might get there, but I think the first things they want to do are just reversing some of the stuff Obama had done.
Words and indecent pictures, etc.
That's right. So under the Due Process Clause and the First Amendment, the Supreme Court has put some limits on the FCC's regulatory ability in this area. And so that's one of the things we have to respect going forward is what the court decisions have said about our legal power in this area.
So basically, you'll watch it. You plan on watching it. But there's really you don't anticipate it.
What do you want done to him, Steve? What?
Stone him?
What do you think? Yeah. Death penalty? You guys are into that.
Hey, by the way, good job reporting on this for so long. I mean, there's nothing else to report upon.
The guy said no. The guy in a million bureaucrat speak words said, well, there's nothing we can do.
And it's cock holster. That's what they're arguing
and
about.
So First
stupid.
Amendment. He mentioned that pesky little First Amendment thing. We have to. The First Amendment kind of stuff, we have to keep an eye on that restriction.
Yeah, yeah. The most important thing that we're going to report on today is cock holster gate.
Our legal power in this area.
So basically, you'll watch it, you plan on watching it, but there's really, you don't anticipate any repercussions for CBS or Colbert.
Yeah, with the caveat that I haven't seen the clip yet, so I don't want to take anything off the table. But by and large, at least, unless it's indecent, obscene, or profane under our rules, and as interpreted by the Supreme Court, the FCC's authority here is pretty limited.
There you go.
God, well, listen, Colbert, this is evidence. It's a fucking genius line. Good job.
This is over at that bullshit, the Gateway Pundit, right wing nut job fake news site.
Yes.
And listen to how they spin this. And this is actually, well, it's not a lie, but listen to how they spin it. The headline says FCC chair on Colbert's cock holster comments. If FCC finds the comments obscene, there will be consequences.
Oh, shit. But
heard this 2 minutes where he said, there's nothing.
It's not
that unless it falls under. Yeah.
But he said he hadn't even listened to the fucking clip, which infuriates
me. The right wing nut jobs. That's not what they want to hear. They want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's going to be consequences. You know, they're way into punishment.
Hey, this fucking guy that's being interviewed, he knows why he's being interviewed, right?
Yes.
Because of cockholster gate.
No, I think it's several things they're interviewing him for, like net neutrality and stuff like that.
But he's not going to
just that was one of the things they brought up. That wasn't the only reason they had him on.
Is he lying that he hasn't heard the fucking clip?
Maybe not. It was last night or two nights ago. He knows what it said.
Yeah. But
he said he hasn't seen it. But you know knows exactly that he said cock holster and that they beeped it.
You know you're going to be on TV talking about it. Just watch it, dickhead. It's kind of frustrating.
And when he says, I'll reserve judgment, you don't get to have judgment unless a complaint is filed to you, asshole.
You don't look for shit.
Yeah. That's what those mullahs do in Iran.
Yeah, what is he, the eye from The Handmaid's Tale?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, they'd love that.
Creepy.
That's what Michael Savage wants to be, right?
Oh, yes. They want to fucking...
I want to bring back the House Un-American Activities Committee.
You know, I really like that show. I don't want to watch it again. I don't know. It's creepy as fuck, dude. Isn't it? Everybody walking around.
Handmaid's Tale?
I want to watch it, but I don't want to watch it. It's like scary. You know what I mean?
Too close to home?
Oh, yes.
I mean, seriously.
No, yeah. I mean, it's just a bummer. And it's a great show. I feel like a dick, but... I can't believe there's no more episodes of Veep to watch. Motherfucker. That's the best show.
It's a great show. George Takei.
Yes.
Tweeted with hashtag fire Colbert. Now the little right-wing mushrooms want to fire Colbert because he made fun of the Troll King. Wow. It'll go as well as boycott Hamilton.
Wait. What did he say? Mushroom?
Right-wing mushrooms, yeah.
What does that mean? I never
fungus.
Heard that.
They're just
fungus. Yeah. Oh, that's
they
funny.
Grow in the dark,
right?
some guy, I don't know who this is, tweeted number one. Oh my God, they're censoring Milo. Number two, dear sweet Jesus in heaven, stop stealing Ann Coulter's First Amendment rights. Number three, hashtag file Colbert.
Yeah,
fire Colbert.
Fire him. Fire
right?
Colbert.
They 3 days ago they were squealing. How dare you stomp on Ann Coulter's First Amendment rights. And now they're rip Colbert off the air. Go ahead.
He's a late night television
right.
host, though.
And we already assume that all of these little snowflakes have stopped watching him when he started shitting on their orange god.
Right. They're not
watching Colbert. Yeah. They're not boycotting him. They already did. And his ratings have gone up because of his shitting on Trump.
God.
Like Seth Meyers.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's great. It's just like, I love this because people like Colbert and, you know, will always be funnier than guys on the right. It's just the way it is. And I love that. I love that the liberals always have the upper hand in making fun of people.
I've got the fire of human liberty. Yeah. I'm setting fires everywhere and humans are turning on everywhere.
We're not going to award you custody of your children, okay? I'm sorry. We actually didn't even have to think about it. You're nuts.
That's the kind of shit they didn't want to play in court. They didn't want anyone to see that. Yeah.
They don't want to play in
court. Because he said he was playing a character, or his lawyer said he was playing a
character. I'm setting fires everywhere. Who's he, Stanley in fucking Streetcar? Yeah, he would be great. He would be fucking great as Stanley in Streetcar. Would he not?
Oh, yeah.
Can you see
if he can
his
act,
shirt
yeah.
Stella!
Yeah. I don't think he's got a lot of range, though.
I don't know.
I don't know if he could play the Elephant Man or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm not an animal.
I bleed.
I'm a pioneer.
So, there you go.
That's the
big headline over at the Drudge Report is, oh my God, a late night comedian said that the president's mouth is a cock holster for Putin. That's our headline.
And the other night was Jimmy Kimmel said something really fucking profound and nice.
Did you see some right-wing nut jobs got in trouble for that, too?
What do you mean?
There was some asshole on a CNN panel who said it was a cheap ploy by Kimmel.
Oh, my God.
It was a cheap ploy.
I think it's a nice thing he did. Who wants to bring their personal life, put it out on the stage? Hey, my kid had, what was he having? An irregular heartbeat or something?
A hole in his heart and had to have a valve replacement. Yeah.
You want to talk about that on your fucking late night television show? It's supposed to be fucking funny.
And it made him think, oh my God, this is a pre-existing condition.
Yeah.
And if you get rid of that, then people, he even said, like, unlike him, he can afford it, obviously, but people who can't afford it, might have to make the decision, or do we let our kid die? We can't afford.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. We can't afford open heart surgery and hole in the heart fixing surgery and valve surgery.
Oh, you know, you actually just enlightened me. Now I get it. I get who this new, the Republicans, their healthcare will work for. It'll work for you if you host a late night television show and have shit tons of money. Then it works.
Yes. Or if you're in Congress, you have great insurance.
Is that true? You have good insurance?
They have Obamacare they have to use. They passed that law. They had to use Obamacare, yeah. But then you can just buy the top-rated coverage.
Sure.
Got it. All kinds of other shit going on the planet. Today, the big news is James Comey.
Yes.
Director of the FBI.
Boo.
Who... some believe kind of handed the election to Schittler on top of all of the other slings and arrows and Russian meddling. And
do you think that
Benghazi hearings and email hearings and all that other bullshit
was Comey perpetuating that shit? The Benghazi and the email hearings or was it the Republicans?
The Republicans. Well, the email was Comey because he came out and notified, you know, the thing that came out today, another thing that we knew this, but people don't talk about it that much, that Comey didn't send the letter. He didn't post it on Reddit that, hey, everybody, I found these emails on Wiener's laptop.
Oh, I forgot about that. Fucking Anthony Wiener.
They appear to be that Uma might have used the laptop. And now they're saved there. They're from Hillary, and we're gonna take a look at them. We think they're mostly duplicates, but we're gonna look at them. That's kind of what the what had happened.
Yeah,
he didn't send that. He didn't issue a release. He sent that to Jason Chaffetz.
Yes,
and the House Committee on Dragging Hillary Down.
Right,
and Chaffetz went right to Twitter.
Yes,
instantly.
God.
Reopened, everybody. It's reopened.
That guy's a piece of shit, this Chaffetz, right?
So, well, now today it came out that they're looking into how did that happen?
Yeah.
Who leaked that?
Leaked. I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about Anthony Wiener now. What the last thing he did, the real stupid fucking thing, he took the picture with his
texted a picture of
his dick with his kid.
His dick with his kid laying on the bed in the background.
Why did he do that? For scale, his to show toddler. How large his member
no,
was?
I don't think he just, look at baby arm, like I said.
Literally. Tell the difference. Which is the baby arm and which is my penis? Oh my God. What an idiot. That guy is a glorious idiot, right?
Wiener?
Wiener.
Yeah, he's got issues.
He's got issues.
He was good. He's a great obnoxious liberal prosecutor. Yeah. He was really good, but goddamn.
What a shame.
If he could just stop sending pictures of his dick to people.
Yeah, dude.
And to underage people.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's weird. That's usually a GOP thing.
It really wouldn't be a problem, this last one. Like, the one before wasn't... The only scandal was that accidentally tweeted to everybody a picture of his cock.
God, see that's the problem. You can't have people in office that.
So there was no law broken.
No,
it was just untoward and and everything. But if you're sending pictures of your cock to underage girls, that's a law breaking.
What do you think it's like in that moment when you're on your Twitter and you think you're just flirting with somebody? You send your dick into the Ethernet.
That was on Veep, right? That was spoiler alert. That was an issue on Veep. She thought she was private messaging someone, and the president tweeted it out.
What happens though? What do you think went through Anthony Weiner's mind when he was like, "Oh shit, I just sent my dick out to everyone on the planet"? Do you think Do you think he had a "oh shit" moment? Do you think he panicked? Do you think he was like, "Ah, I just can't imagine"?
You think he knew he did it? Or did somebody have to warn him?
Oh, yeah, which?
I mean, are you saying he hit the button and was like, "Oh, fuck, I just think I just tweeted that"? Or do you think somebody had to start tweeting him back and say, "Hey, dude, did you mean to tweet this cock to everyone?"
The latter, don't you think?
Yeah, because then it's out there.
God.
They've screen capped it, and he can delete the fuck out of that, but it's there for the ether.
You stupid asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's great.
Not the wisest.
I like to fight, too.
Thank you.
Likes to fight, too.
God, so great.
James Comey testifying before the Senate
what
today.
A fucking asshole.
I think it's their normal oversight meeting, but everybody knew that it was predominantly going to be talking about Russia.
Right. It's just kind of in the news.
One of the big quotes was that when Senator Lindsey Graham asked the FBI director if the Russians are still actively involved in trying to sway our elections and our political process, and Comey said,
"Yeah, yeah,
yes."
Oh shit!
No hesitation. No waiting.
Yes.
Yes. They're still doing what they did before as actively as possible. I think he said they also.
Yeah.
There's no doubt they've also tried to get into the Senate.
Oh, shit.
Senate emails, which is funny because now all of a sudden those senators might be, well, wait a minute.
Fuck, man. I've been sending Lindsay's my dick like, to all kinds of people.
Yeah. Lindsay's like, where do I get that bleach?
Got to figure this out. Lindsay dropped his drink with an umbrella in it as soon as he heard that. I dropped my Mai Tai.
My julep just hit the ground.
You know, your Lindsey Graham is not that exaggerated. It's kind of, play some Lindsey Graham and tell me that's not spot the fuck on, you know?
The idea, Comey did say that the idea that the FBI's actions affected the outcome.
Oh, God,
said
come
makes
on.
Him mildly nauseous.
No, it should make you nauseous as fuck.
Yeah.
You dickhead.
Dianne Feinstein, here in California, our senator, asked Comey to explain his decision to inform Congress and therefore the public.
Was he drunk?
In a letter that the FBI might be reopening the investigation. The FBI, he's defending what he did. He responded by saying that on October 27th, 2016, when he was informed about metadata on former New York Representative Anthony Weiner's computer.
God damn.
Indicating thousands of emails to and from Clinton were on the device.
Yeah. Some cock, too.
The, he said they didn't, the FBI never found any emails from Clinton's first 3 months as Secretary of State. At that point, they believed the emails could be relevant to the investigation. He said, I lived my entire career by the tradition that if you can possibly avoid it, you avoid any action in the lead up to an election that might have any impact, whether it's dog catcher election or president of the United States. But I sat there that morning and I could not see a door labeled no action here.
He felt like he had to do something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if they got to it, but one of the speculations out there is that
speculation.
Don't forget, there's that rogue. He did say that there's investigations into themselves going on right now, too, because remember there was that they found that rogue office in New York who were all anti-Hillary.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Anti-Hillary FBI agents that were leaking the shit to fucking Giuliani. His name came up, and that's what they're specifically looking into, is who leaked classified information, secret information about the FBI investigations. Who opened up their mouths to fucking Rudy Giuliani? Who crowed about it on TV.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. Yes, I knew beforehand. I absolutely knew.
Is Giuliani in bed with the Russians? Is that
no,
a possibility?
The FBI.
Yeah.
With that rogue FBI. These are separate issues.
Oh,
this
okay.
is that. This
oh,
is
shit.
This is emails.
Okay.
This is Hillary emails.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Sorry.
And that evil FBI group was leaking email, was
right.
leaking information. So one of the speculations have been out there, some of the speculation is that Comey got this information and thought, this is going to get out in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
If I don't do it, if I don't inform Congress, there's really going to be a shitstorm. And probably in his head, basically, the Republicans are going to raise holy hell for nothing.
Do you buy that bullshit?
A little? I mean, I think it's a factor, sure. If you're sitting there and you know you've got information that could potentially hurt Hillary Clinton if it gets out in the wrong way, even.
I think it did.
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean,
he was able to point to his very carefully worded letter, and then when he was interviewed about it, right after that, he said, no, we're looking at them. We have no evidence. We don't. They didn't even have a subpoena, remember? All he said was, look, we found metadata that suggests that there's emails to and from Hillary Clinton on this. We're just letting y'all know. And Jason Chaffetz, that cunt, turns around and says, investigation reopened.
You know, there's...
And then a week later, Comey says, there's nothing there.
Yeah. The problem is, we're talking about Trump supporters. So, it doesn't matter. They're stupid.
Okay.
They're just dumb as fuck.
Celeste on the Twitter sent us a couple of Trump blowing Putin memes. follow at Celeste Pewter. And by the way, tweet us during the show if you like at Crab Diving. Tweet us anytime. And don't forget, buy shit through our Amazon hole if you want to help us out here. Crabdiving.com/Amazon. Helps us out. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
That's right. And tell your friends about our podcast, okay?
Comey said that he had already announced, he had already announced the decision not to recommend charges back in July, which was unusual. So many people are saying that that's where he kind of made the bed that he had to then lie in with this second wave of emails, because he should have kept he shouldn't have had that press conference.
Did he?
Saying that Hillary, that he's not recommending charges. That helped. I mean, to us, looked better and everything. They should have kind of let that run its course.
Was he trying to sound bipartisan or, nonpartisan by saying earlier she shouldn't be there should be no charges? And then he kind of says, well, we are looking into the emails.
He said the only options I saw were to speak or to conceal. He said because he had repeatedly told Congress there was no case against Clinton, he needed to tell Congress the FBI had reopened this little part of the investigation. Speaking
and that's
would
enough.
Be really bad because there was election 11 days, he said, but concealing he felt would be catastrophic.
God, it sounds like bullshit. I mean, why can you not wait until after the election to say that shit? Because, there's no way. You're just not going to get the Republicans to ever understand that. They're reopening any part of Benghazi.
Right.
Or emails or whatever.
He said, look, this was terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision.
Yeah, it makes him mildly nauseous. Good job, white guy. Rich white guy in power.
One of my junior lawyers said to me, should you consider that what you're going to do may help elect Donald Trump president? And I said, thank you for raising that. Not for a moment, because down that path lies the death of the FBI as an independent institution in America.
Okay.
I can't consider for a second whose political fortunes will be impacted in what way.
Why? No, I get it. I get what he's saying, but look what we're looking at now, man.
Well, that's true, especially when you have, if the whole electorate were sane and reasonable.
Yes. Well,
as you just demonstrated, they're not. It's your point that you're not going to, even though a week later he came out with, there's nothing there, forget it, she's innocent. There were still dummies all over the internet who were like, that's the last straw for me. I just can't vote for her. Uh-oh. A lot of those Bernie bros.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's it. That's it.
Fuck. I can't. Fuck them.
That's it. I can't. It's too much. She's the most corrupt person ever to vote, ever to run, ever.
I got a friend who's a Bernie bro, and every time I see him, by the way, he's reformed. He's fucking reformed. And
what do you mean?
Meaning that I think he would vote for Hillary now.
Oh.
Now I'm human, and I'm coming.
He's coming.
Oh, that's where it is. Yes. I that's Celeste's favorite part. I was like, I'm coming. When does he say that? Oh, God.
Coming.
Thank you. Gross. God. So frustrating.
And I'm coming.
Shut up.
And I'm coming.
Oh, God. Okay. Somebody lay down some fucking plastic for this dickhead. Can you imagine, how do you have Alex Jones over to your house as a guest? He's going to come in, start yelling. 2 seconds later, he's taking his shirt off.
I mean, I kind of agree with you, because knowing the atmosphere, Comey should have known that it would unduly influence the election.
Yeah.
unfairly. If the goal is for the FBI to be an independent institution in America, quote, then it should treat people fairly, and maybe him holding off for a week or two on that, or you know, put out the get your warrant.
Yeah,
look at the emails. It took a few days for them to look through all that shit and decide there was nothing there. 0.0.
Oh, yeah. Why did they do that? What did they just?
That's the question. Because he probably felt that those assholes, those anti-Hillary assholes in the FBI, would get wind of it and would text it to Alex Jones.
She didn't have a chance.
Or send it to WikiLeaks.
Yeah. You know? Right? Yeah. And also,
and then he's in trouble.
Yes.
For not having, now the FBI's in the crosshairs. They already think that he's in bed with Hillary because he had that press conference where he said, look, I recommend no charges. So they already think his tongue is up her vajayjay.
Is it? Okay. So when this shit was going on, did Comey know that there was a chance the Russians were involved with the Trump campaign?
Oh, yeah.
So didn't he weigh that? Why would you not? Is it not ethical to weigh that? That's the questions that
they're having. Dianne Feinstein's losing her mind because she said that everyone knew the letter would have a massive impact and the election was lost as a result. Everyone knew that that letter would have a massive impact. She's saying you could have, you should have weighed it.
It sounds like to me, Comey's saying, but the ethical thing is to give the information to the fucking public.
Yeah, I think he was covering his ass, trying to cover the FBI's ass, because he fucked up earlier by having that press conference.
Right.
Which we liked the result of, but it was a fuck up in that it tainted, it besmirched the fair and balanced independent institution vibe or reputation of the FBI.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
Even though it was true.
Right.
He should have waited. He should have given his recommendation to Justice. Let Justice then say, we and the FBI have determined that there will be no charges. And then everybody can lose their mind and blame Loretta Lynch, which is they love to do anyway. It would have all fallen on her.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he feels mildly nauseous when he thinks that this action led to Trump's election, does he also feel nauseous when people are deported? Is he going to feel nauseous when we're fucking with North Korea doing God knows what?
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of fucked up when you think about it. I mean, he's a white guy in power that made a decision that is not going to affect white people.
Right.
It's going to affect black people and gay people.
And again, I don't necessarily think that he was being partisan either way, to be honest with you. I don't necessarily think there's anything untoward until he started to try to cover his own and the FBI's ass.
Is he going to go to jail?
No, there's nothing he did.
There's nothing. He didn't do anything wrong. God damn. What a dick. At the very least, he's a dick, right?
I don't know. I mean, he did cool shit in the past. Remember, he was the guy who physically threw himself in front of Ashcroft. Who was, wasn't it Ashcroft? No, who's the DOD? Rummy. Rummy had surgery and was like bleary-eyed or was it Ashcroft? It was Ashcroft.
You're telling me his redeeming qualities, he saved either of those people's lives?
No, he prevented some evil Republicans from going to the hospital bed of...
God, I don't know what you're talking
about. I'm trying to see
about.
Who it was. He became famous because he was like a deputy AG or something like that. Now I got to look it up.
Attorney General?
I think it had to do with torture or something. They wanted to change, sign off on the law that, torture's fine.
We can waterboard.
And Comey knew that the attorney general at the time, if I'm getting my shit right, didn't want that, but he was delirious and had surgery and stuff. And these assholes were literally going to the hospital with papers for to bully him into signing it. And Comey got there first and physically intervened and prevented these assholes, which would have helped Republicans.
Right.
I think.
But, I mean, that's nice of him. But I feel like that is now canceled out for this. For this. All of this. You know?
He was acting attorney general during March 2004 hospitalization of John Ashcroft, and he refused to certify the legality of central aspects of an NSA domestic wiretapping. That's what it was. The certification was required under White House procedures. After Comey's refusal, Andrew Card, the White House chief of staff,
yes,
and Alberto Gonzalez, the White House counsel, future attorney general, tried to make a visit or made a visit to George Washington University Hospital, tried to get into the room to win approval directly from Ashcroft.
Oh, my God. While he's all, you know, while he's sedated. He's out of it. He's high.
Right. according to them, Comey physically went to the hospital to prevent them from seeing him and give Ashcroft support in withstanding the pressure from the White House.
Mm, shit.
So he went and saved Ashcroft. I mean, who was
right
horrible anyway, but he seemed to have honor. Obama liked him if he's a Republican.
Yeah.
Nobody's gotten rid of him. So I don't know. You know, I can't call him a Republican operative because he put out that letter 11 days before the election. Yeah. I don't think that was a calculated move to try
to. Did that make his life easier?
Trump. No, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't mean not now. Yeah. In hindsight, definitely not.
Right.
But do you think he was thinking that? He's like,
I think he was covering his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I came out and did something stupid in favor of Hillary before. Ugh. Now I better even the playing field.
God, that is deplorable.
I guess.
Honestly, if that's a rationale, it's stupid.
He said he saw no choice to sit on it. That he would have had to either put it out there or try to cover it up. There's a difference between sitting on it and not saying anything for a week or two, or starting the ball rolling, trying to get file for your warrants to read those emails on Wiener's laptop and just say, well, you know, we were going to get the warrants first and see if there was anything there and see if we need to reopen the investigation. But he kind of said that is reopening the investigation. If we need to get a warrant to open someone's laptop, technically it's reopening the investigation.
Totally unrelated.
And
maybe,
he felt no way to keep it quiet, which to me kind of says also, you can't trust any of these fuckers in the FBI, especially the Republican ones who were trying to bring Hillary down actively.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're being investigated. Didn't they close? I mean, they literally closed an office. And fired a bunch of these guys, I think, after they found that they were the ones leaking the information.
God. That sucks.
The FBI. Lying. Lying and leaking.
Who's going to try to help investigate Trump. Us? Who's going to look into shit? Right. Man, motherfucker.
Right. Who's going to investigate the investigators?
Well, not the president. He didn't even know. He didn't know shit.
So we'll keep our brains tuned into what's going on with Comey. That's ongoing. I think either today or tomorrow he's supposed to be sitting with the NSA dude or the I don't know, one of the dudes.
The thing is, if he's covering his ass, he put covering his ass over the country. He thought covering his ass was so important.
Well,
he's gonna
I think
have
he was
Trump
covering
elected.
The ass of the FBI, the integrity of the FBI in general.
Well, I don't care. Does anybody really give a fuck?
I think he chose poorly. I could be completely wrong, but the vibe I get, my gut feeling tells me that it's not anything more nefarious. It's not partisan nefariousitudosity. It's covering your butt and bureaucratic bullshit. But I don't think he was trying to hurt Hillary.
Okay. God.
You know what I mean? Any more than maybe he was trying to help her earlier when he had that press conference. I think he was just trying to I don't know, help the country or whatever.
Just not do anything.
Well, he shouldn't have that first. And then he might not have been pressured to have to reveal that second part.
Oh, my God.
You know, if he didn't have to make, if he didn't make a big deal out of, we've closed our investigations and we have no recommendation for charges. Normal procedure would have been, it was odd for him to have a press conference. He should have put all that in a memo and sent it up to Loretta Lynch.
Yes.
Here's what we do. The FBI recommends no charges.
That would have been.
And then we wouldn't have had to hear, because remember during those hearings, all the talking points that these morons use now, careless, reckless. Remember, he said, yeah, using a server that was unsecure is careless and reckless. It's not criminal.
I remember that.
We found nothing criminal.
But that's enough.
That's the only word they seized on.
She was careless and reckless. She should be in jail. There's no need to mention the fucking irony here, right? Yeah. That Schittler's in charge. And I can't. Can you think of anybody more careless or fucking reckless than this dickhead? God.
And you can't, with a lot of these dummies, you can't even, they can't even tell the difference between this email gate and WikiLeaks emails.
I just fucked it up.
They're like, she obviously was on that unsecure server. That's how they hacked all them emails. It's
we,
like,
we do a show.
No.
We do a show Monday.
Separate.
We do a show Monday through fucking Friday, and I just conflated a few minutes ago. It's nuts.
So, there you go. Well, that's what's going on with Comey.
Does Hillary hate Comey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She hates the fuck out of that guy.
Yeah. Did you see yesterday? She had that women's conference or whatever she was speaking, and she, I said it. She said, you know, I think it was, she blamed herself also.
Right.
But she said, I think it was that and a combination. We made mistakes. I made mistakes. But also, 11 days before the election, James Comey released a letter that said I was being reinvestigated by the FBI.
He's going to pay for that shit.
And,
Don't you think?
She said the Russian WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
She even said, she said, did you notice that the timing, not many people talk about it, literally the night that the Access Hollywood, I'm going to grab her by the pussy tape, or grab him by the pussy tape.
Yes.
Got, made it out. Podesta emails were released. Right after that.
Spirit dinner bullshit.
What a coincidence.
I'm going to have cum in my grits.
What a coincidence, huh?
What a coincidence. Am I supposed to suspend my atheism and believe that there's weird signs in the fucking universe?
God, I hope Giuliani goes down too. Won't that be spectacular?
Oh, my fucking God. It would be great. All of them. Paul Ryan. Pence. Trump.
Well, I saw something last night. With timelines and people just who said what, you know, comparing things, and the summation or the decision or the, I guess, theory that the person writing, the journalist, put together was there's no way Pence didn't know. And about Flynn.
Right. But because of
just the way things, putting all shit together.
Yeah.
Interviews and, you know, everything with the timeline, they just feel that there's no way Pence didn't know. Pence was like, that's the first I heard of it.
God.
And that, you know, the only reason he was allegedly fired was because he allegedly lied to Pence, right?
Right.
He met with Pence and said, I don't know what they're talking about. I mean, with no Russians. Now what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And then they found out he had lied to the vice president. The vice president went out like an idiot the next day and was like, Mike Pence assures me there's nothing going on. I'm convinced that there's nothing going on. There's nothing there.
Yes.
So he made him look like an asshole.
Right.
I mean, well, more than usual. Geez. And
God, he's so creepy with that haircut, Mike Pence. What the fuck is wrong with him? Looks like a Quaker.
Yeah.
Right. Like a weird
mother. That wonderful fantasy show is on, The Handmaid's Tale.
Ugh. Oh yes, it's my favorite.
Do you want to put on your? Do you want to put on your Martha costume? You gotta watch it to know what that the Marthas are. The women who,
they're incubators,
are,
right?
No, those are the handmaids. The Marthas are the women who are barren, who are the housemaids and do the cleaning for all the,
I'd rather be that,
all the rich people.
Wouldn't you rather be a Martha than a fucking handmaid?
Oh God, I would pray for
Jesus
barren ovaries.
I don't want to get fucked by Joseph Fiennes. No offense.
He's dreamy.
At least Ralph Fiennes. They couldn't get Ralph Fiennes for this. They got Joseph.
What's wrong with Joseph Fiennes?
Shut up. That's not even. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard before.
I don't find him offensive.
Yes, you do.
I find the fact that that movie was nominated and won so many Oscars.
You're talking about Shakespeare
and
in
the
Love?
Year, yeah, and that was the year that I think it was Judi Dench got rat fucked out of a brilliant performance, and she got screwed out of an Oscar, and they gave it to Gwyneth fucking Paltrow.
Well, no. What's her face got screwed out of it too? Elizabeth, Cate Blanchett.
Cate Blanchett. I thought that was the next year when Mad About You.
Oh God! Won. Fucking damn it! You're right.
What's her name?
Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt. Another good actress. I think she's a good actress.
She did not deserve
the Oscar over Cate Blanchett.
Gwyneth Paltrow steaming her vagina and what's her face? Arnaud Cate Blanchett and Judi Dench. Right. Sorry, fucking sorry.
Yeah.
And you don't like Joseph Fiennes. This is
and it's not even a and it's not even a. Judi Dench deserves it because of her massive, amazing body of work. Elizabeth, watch that movie. Or not Elizabeth,
The Queen and Mrs. Brown. Something.
Yes, yes.
Mrs. Brown and Me.
I think it was Mrs. Brown, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. She played Queen Victoria, and she was in fucking incredible. It's a brilliant performance. And the same thing with Cate Blanchett as Catherine or whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Really good. And I do take you don't like Joseph
Elizabeth,
Fiennes
I mean.
Because we watched some fucking show on Netflix. It was horrible. And he was the lead and
well,
he sucked.
You know,
and
it's not his fault.
He's an adult. He's on a TV show. Listen, if you're an adult and you're a trained actor and you are lucky enough to make it on a fucking TV show and you can't make those stupid fucking esoteric lines sound good, then suck my fucking dick. Suck my dick.
Come on.
He could have done a better job with that. His brother wasn't around. He could have asked him, Rafe, how do I say this line? How do I not suck? You don't like Joseph Fiennes.
I don't remember.
You don't like him.
I'm getting a I Heart Joseph Fiennes t-shirt.
No, you're not. You don't like him. I remember
he's doing well on.
We watched a show where it was about the time stop for a second.
Are we arguing about Joseph Fiennes? Okay, yeah.
No, we're arguing the fact that you say you like Joseph Fiennes.
I say
it bothers the shit out of me.
I say I don't dislike him.
Yes, you dislike his acting. I was there. God damn it. Cate, back me up. She's sitting there. You know what he said?
She's unconcerned.
Cate, he said Joseph Fiennes sucks.
Joseph Fiennesgate here.
Many times. he sucks.
News out of the White House. We were talking about the vice
Hitler.
President here, who I think watches Handmaid's Tale wistfully.
Oh, yeah. Jacks off to it. It's his favorite show.
Well, get this.
yes. what the
I
already, fuck?
I blew it. I could have done a guess who, and you never would have. But guess who will be hosting the White House Cinco de Mayo party? But Mike fucking Pence.
What?
The whitest person in the whitest administration since Reagan. We're not joking.
Yeah.
The least amount of diversity since Reagan.
Cinco de Mayo. Oh, really? You're not making a joke.
I'm not joking.
Fuck.
The staff and cabinet now are the least diverse since Reagan.
Don't they have one Hispanic guy on there that can say, hey, happy Cinco de Mayo, baby?
Only after the other guy had ethics violations, they had to unvet him, right? Or they had to get rid of him. And they put up the Hispanic guy who then became the one Hispanic in the administration.
So do you think Mike Pence is looking at his agenda? He's like, what am I doing?
No, I think Schindler was like, I don't want to do this. Make Pence do it. Well, I don't want to go hang out with the Mexicans. They don't like me.
No, that whole taco bowl thing or whatever you said. You idiot.
Thursday, keeping up with the longstanding tradition, some in the Hispanic community weren't sure it would continue under the Trump administration.
Hey, good point. Yeah. Why would it?
A reception will be held in the Indian Treaty Room of the Eisenhower Executive Office Building next door to the White House.
Okay.
On Thursday, which is the day before Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, wee wee. Was it? Hey.
Oh, great. Cinco de Mayo's on a Friday.
The Taco Bowl thing
I better get some drugs for the dog.
Oh, God. You know what, man? I had a Lyft with somebody, my Lyft driver the other day. He served in Afghanistan and Iraq. Ooh. And this guy suffers from PTSD. He says his worst nightmare is his fucking these fireworks. That he has these moments where he is reaching for his gun, an invisible fucking gun.
I hope he's not driving on those evenings.
Dude, I think we got to outlaw these fucking fireworks. It's bad for the dog, and if you got PTSD, it's got to be a fucking nightmare. Just no more fireworks.
And he should have free mental health care.
Fucking lootly.
For life.
Don't you think I'm right, though? We got to outlaw fireworks. It's stupid. They are outlawed.
They are in a lot. They are. Yeah.
Then why?
It's not enforced. You've seen the volume. What can the police do?
You know, one year I watched, Jeffrey, if you're listening, one year I watched.
Your brother?
We were all shooting fireworks off in the middle of the woods, by the way. We were in the middle of the woods in the middle of nowhere. We weren't in a fucking city. Yes. I was just like, whoa. Jeffrey lit a firecracker and he forgot it was in his hand and he burnt his hand with it, you know? They aren't safe. We were being... I swear to God that happened. I'm not making that up. He just forgot. He did remember. He just forgot.
I'm sure he was distracted by something or whatever.
God, and then one year we were shooting fireworks off the end of a Breer. Kid. Yeah, he was a kid.
19, right? No.
We were shooting fireworks, bottle rockets off the end of the pier. And... we had, you know, those plastic 2-liter Coke bottles.
Sure.
We were putting the bottle rocket in there and had it leaned up against like a brick or something. And guess what? The wind came through.
Oh, I had that happen. Yeah.
Right into everybody sitting there.
Yeah. I think everybody's had a bottle rocket moment.
Yeah. Enough with the guns. Enough with the fireworks. Read some books. No more explosions.
I like to fight too.
God. thank you.
He likes to fight. So wow. Mike Pence,
what a dick.
They're not sure if the president will be attending.
Why is he
Trump
golfing?
Is going to New York City on Thursday to join the Australian Prime Minister at an event to mark the Battle of the Coral Sea aboard the USS Intrepid. Oh, he's gonna love it. I'm on a big boat. Look at me.
Oh, God. He's going to look like...
I'm the commander-in-chief. I could tell them to blow the shit out of that city right now, and they'd have to.
You know, was there anything more disturbing when you saw him sitting in that truck, pretending to drive it, making the woo-woo sound with the horn or whatever the fuck he did? Now he's going to be in a boat? Are they going to let him steer it?
And again, they're so shitty at planning stuff, like the last second Easter egg roll and stuff.
How do you fuck that up?
Some in the Hispanic community, this is Politico, some in the Hispanic community weren't even sure a reception would take place, with at least two invitees saying they had not heard of any event until a few weeks ago.
Oh, my God. What a fuck up. And now they got Mike Pence as a master of ceremonies for Cinco de Mayo.
Hola, my amigos. The whitest person in the administration.
Is it... I swear to God, I can almost think of some GOP people that are Mexican or Latino or something, right?
And they've been demoted. Previous presidents, Barack Obama and George Bush, celebrated the Cinco de Mayo holiday nearly every year with a reception in the East Room or the Rose Garden. The A-list places at the White House. They're sticking them in the Eisenhower building.
This is Taco Bowl. Last Cinco de Mayo from this dickhead was Taco Bowl. That's how they feel about Mexican people. You're Taco Bowls rapists.
The 5th of May, Cinco de Mayo, commemorates the Mexican Army's 1862 victory over the French during the French-Mexican War. Presidents have often used the event to hail Mexican-American relationship. Contributions of Americans of Mexican heritage.
Okay.
And to talk about how wonderful it is that we're a wonderful melting pot of immigration. Yes. So, of course, Trump wants nothing to do with any of that.
Well, I don't know how he could, though. And I mean, how do you believe a guy who said Mexico's sending a bunch of rapists over here? They're not sending their best. But yet...
I assume.
Yeah, and we're going to celebrate Cinco fucking de Mayo? Are you kidding me? It's bullshit.
Yeah, don't forget the taco bowls are great at the restaurant at Trump Tower.
What a fucking asshole. What an asshole. He can't even do the Easter egg roll. Now he's going to fuck up Cinco de Mayo.
He tweeted that out. A picture of him.
Look at Dick.
Let's not forget the ad for the taco bowls at the fucking Trump Tower that he tweeted out saying he loves the Mexican people. And my restaurant has the best taco bowls.
Are we
sure? Because we all know pre-processed shelled taco bowls are indigenous.
Well, you're telling me nobody in Mexico ever ate anything out of a flower-shaped taco bowl? They don't have beef in a bowl over there or anything like that?
I'm thinking maybe not.
Ugh. Lovely. What he said was, look at this lovely taco bowl from my
Something
restaurant.
Like that, yeah.
What an idiot.
Look how much I love Mexicans.
You call them rapists, you fucking dick.
It's our president.
He's an asshole, man.
Is
Mike Pence going to wear a sombrero? I mean, what's he going to do? Don't you want to see this? I want to hear clips. We got to play clips from him. Like, welcome to Cinco de Mayo, baby.
Late breaking news. We were talking earlier a little bit about the debate in France. Speaking of the French, who probably celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
No, fuck it. Hey,
it's the day they got their asses kicked by the Mexicans.
Schindler doesn't know that, by the way. He doesn't know that.
Oh, no, he just thinks it's a Mexican-y day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
he doesn't know.
French, the centrist candidate, Emmanuel Macron, had a televised debate with the far-right lunatic, Marine Le Pen.
Okay.
And basically, it seems like he kicked her ass, according to the polls. Not only was he well ahead just in the regular polls leading up to the debate, apparently he got a boost.
Ooh.
From the debate when people actually got to see her talk.
Yes.
Just as an opinion poll shows, his newly formed political party could come close to a parliamentary majority. So the party that he's putting together could win and get a majority without having to work with some of these other assholes.
Oh, wow.
They might be able to get shit done with a parliamentary majority.
Okay.
Jeez.
Are you jealous?
His En Marche... Forward.
What is that?
It means forward.
Okay.
Party.
En Marche.
Is likely to win 249 to 286 of the 577 in the National Assembly.
Okay.
Assemblée nationale.
Oui, oui. This is good, right? I mean, you know, it's not a big Nazi country in the middle of Europe.
Which shows that one of the questions they're asking about a possible presidency by Macron is whether he can hope for enough seats in the parliamentary elections to be able to name the prime minister that he wants to be able to push through all these liberal reforms that he wants to push through.
Right.
See, he's a moderate, but in the world we're in right now, moderates are liberal reform.
Yeah, yeah.
Are putting forth liberal reform.
Right. We don't have moderates. We got taco bowls.
We would if we had a parliamentary system. If we had more than two fucking binary, if we had more than a binary choice.
But we don't. We have taco bowls.
The Le Pen's National Front is the name of her party.
Yes.
It looks like they might only pick up about 15 to 20 seats, so it's not looking good for them.
Mm.
A large-scale opinion poll earlier in the day before the debate showed Macron retaining a clear 18-point lead.
Oh, shit.
Over Le Pen.
Le Pen. That's Marie Le Pen, right?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but Le Pen. Is that how you say it for real?
Le Pen.
Le Pen.
I think it's Le Pen. Pen. Pen.
Fuck you.
P-E-N. I don't know. You're French. You took French.
Oh, yeah, I did.
P-E-N.
Le Penis. I don't know. Nobody knows anything in Georgia. It's great.
So there you go. First round voters for the far left candidate Jean-Luc Mélenchon.
I think you say Picard.
Had refused to endorse Macron.
Ugh.
Saying he ain't liberal enough.
Yeah, fuck you.
53% of them don't like either of the two choices. You know, they're the Bernie bros, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah.
They're the Bernie bros who are the extreme lefties who are pissed off and are now going to say, we're not voting for Macron either because we don't like him.
Well, fuck. I mean, I don't feel like, you know, poo-pooing France. They're doing better than we are.
Hopefully.
We got Trump.
Let's hope they can keep this Le Pen cancer from spreading. I mean, there's a... God, it was over at the Drudge. I just saw it. There was a story. They're, of course, crowing about this.
Oh, yes.
But the headline says, idyllic French villages turn far right.
Oh, fuck. That's creepy.
No. Trump, I mean, Drudge.
Oh, I see.
That's jerk-off material, the Drudge. Yeah, yeah. But for us, it's scary
as
hell.
Good. You want to go to, I'm in France. It's beautiful here. I got a baguette, a fucking beret. I'm bicycling around. Oh, look, Nazis.
From AFP, it says, halfway between the mountains and the Mediterranean, the southern French village of Puget-Thenier is old, idyllic, and a picture of a quiet rebellion underway in rural areas.
See, they got rednecks?
They've got their fucking asshole rednecks, too.
What do they sound like,
who
then?
Don't want brown people that they've barely seen. And I'm sure they're like, they live in a bubble in Paris. That Paris bubble.
Rednecks,
how dare they?
Aren't supposed to sound like that. They just are not. So weird.
You are a faggot.
Hey. Beget.
In the first round of the presidential election,
yes,
which is an hour's drive from Nice,
yes,
voted overwhelmingly to cast the country's rulers to the wolves, this says. 37% were for Marine Le Pen.
Yeah.
Only 18% 18% were for the far lefty lunatic, Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Lunatic. We probably
love the guy.
Communist backed firebrand, they called.
Can we have him?
If we listen to his policies, I'd probably be like,
who gives a
why
shit?
Why aren't they voting for him?
Yeah.
All the anti-system candidates, they said.
Is anti-system good or bad over there?
Well, right now, for us, it's bad.
Okay.
Anti-system for them means let's put a fascist xenophobe in charge.
Okay. Great.
But then they're having the same problems. Listen to this idiot. This guy voted for Le Pen.
Ugh.
We're fed up with our... Oh, I was doing Southern.
We're fed up with our... It's so fucked
we
up.
We are fed up with our leaders favoring financial groups, insurance companies, and bankers.
You sound like Peter... what's his face?
I'm cartoonish. Peter Sellers.
Yeah, I love that guy. Is he French?
No.
Okay. He's dead, actually.
We're fed up with our leaders favoring financial groups, insurance companies, and bankers.
What?
That's the same populist bullshit that Trump came out with, right? We're
going to
drain the swamp of all the special interest. Don't mind that I'm hiring all Goldman Sachs billionaires. Shh.
He's got the richest cabinet in history, Trump, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's loaded. God damn.
He said Le Pen has, his vote for Le Pen has spiced up our drinks together.
What? Spiced up our drinks.
That him voting Le Pen when he goes out to the bars, they have some spirited conversation.
Oh, okay. About their racist guy that they love.
Girl. Gal.
Oh, shit.
Marine.
Well.
A 70-year-old, retired man in his 70s. Says they've screwed us over for 40 years. Yes, we concur. Marie Le Pen isn't the answer.
No.
You should be looking at that far lefty.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Farming jobs disappeared years ago. Local shops have shut as people travel to supermarkets down the road towards Nice or order online.
Nice.
Wait a minute.
What?
There's a word I need to look up.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Abattoir.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's a slaughterhouse.
I took French.
It's a slaughterhouse.
Abattoir?
Yeah.
It's a bathroom.
Is having trouble. The guy who owns the local slaughterhouse
abattoir
is having financial problems. He says, there are more people who own washing machines now, but do we live better? Yeah. That's a strange example.
It is.
That's one I will say, yes, I think we're better for that improvement.
Clothes are clean. Yeah. Your clothes are clean.
Is he suggesting we should be wandering down to the creek and beating our clothes on stones and that'll make life better?
It only
better?
Takes about 4 hours to wash out a fucking t-shirt with a rock.
But here you go. These assholes like there are doing the same thing here. They're nostalgic. Let's go back. Let's make France great again.
Oh, yeah. Nobody wants to go back in a time machine. Going back in a time machine is always bad. Ask a person of color,
To us, yeah.
Right,
It also shows a major fracture between urban and rural areas.
Oh, yes.
That has emerged in France. And another fracture between east and the south of France, where Le Pen is the strongest, where the flyover France is.
It blows my fucking mind. You're telling me
shit.
There are places in France like Kansas, like Arkansas. God damn it. You must be shitting me.
Le Pen champions the forgotten people, bypassed by huge economic and technological change of recent times.
Do fuck off,
so she's
all of you.
Spewing the same bullshit that Trump did. Kind of the truth.
Yes.
Like, look at how the rich people are fucking you.
Yes.
Let us fuck you instead.
Oh, sure. And
when the lefties are like, we don't want to be fucked. How about not fucking us at all?
Well, they're forgotten people because you're racist. And you're old-fashioned, and you're behind the times, and the world has passed you by. Yes, in that sense, you're forgotten, you fuckhead. God damn it, man. Get with the fucking program.
So there's a whole big story, and it's interesting. You could really go through all of these interviews of these rural French people and just switch it with Kansas or Alabama.
Hey, man.
Alabama. I mean, come on. There's not an Alabama in France. They don't have any.
I'll
That's
give you
ridiculous.
That. Ridiculous. I will give you that.
They don't have a Judge Roy Moore, that Bentley guy, wanting to put his hands on everybody's titties. Creepy.
There are people, and they're trying to demonize the right. The people on the right there are trying to demonize immigrants. I'm poor. My abattoir, my slaughterhouse is not making money because of all the damn immigrants.
Oh yeah, because of the brown people. No one is bringing me their pigs to slaughter.
And they believe it. Same like here.
Yeah, great, perfect.
Same like here. Only a couple minutes left here on the big show. Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday. We're keeping an eye on while we're talking about this shit, and we were talking about.
Yes.
The Handmaid's Tale and stuff.
Perfect.
The murmurs, the burbles are happening that tomorrow might be the day that Schittler tries to put out one of these executive orders. And this is the one, the religious freedom order, where he's going to somehow in some way try to allow religious fuckwad businesses to hang up allowed signs.
I don't want to bake no gay wedding cake. What's wrong with us?
I really can't see how that is going to fly.
It's going to be a waste of motherfucking time.
And what he can actually do by executive order. You know what I mean? Like,
why doesn't he ever do anything good?
Well, define good. Pencil fucked the shit out of his mother tonight. If that gets signed, he won't need any Viagra for a month.
I just threw up all over my pop screen. That is disgusting. Please. How dare you?
I apologize.
God.
They asked Spicy about it, but he didn't. They say he was tight-lipped. That's according to the Washington Post or whatever.
Didn't Spicy not give a press conference the other day or something? He just didn't.
Walked out after Mulvaney gave his talk about the budget and stuff. He just left.
Hey, Spicy, why are you such a pussy? Just wondering.
White House Press Secretary Spicer was tight-lipped on Wednesday on Trump potentially signing a religious freedom executive order, which critics fear would enable anti-LGBT discrimination under questioning. He said he wouldn't get ahead of Trump on any order. but acknowledged a gathering at the White House on Thursday with faith leaders to celebrate a national day of prayer.
Can we get another fucking country? Can we figure this shit out? Can we not be into the science fiction in the sky?
Spicy said, tomorrow's National Day of Prayer. There will be a proclamation the president will sign. We're looking to having religious leaders from a multitude of backgrounds come. I've never gotten ahead of executive orders. So he said there'll be a proclamation, which is just, I proclaim this the National Day of Prayer, blah, 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 blah. Christian jizz fountains everywhere.
Oh, yes, please.
And then...
jizz fountains.
And then we don't know if there's going to be an actual...
Right.
If there will be an actual executive order signed tomorrow or not, but there are murmurs
of fucking prayer.
So yeah, and trending on the Twitter hashtag license to discriminate. Use that, which is all the outrage that is being righteously and rightfully expressed by the sane people.
Fuck you.
Here on the right or on the left.
Yes, there's no sane people on the
fight too. Nah,
we like to fight too.
We know.
We got to get the hell out of here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us. We're back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7, 9, Eastern, Type Coast, iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us a good review, crabdiving.com.
Predictions.
Don't forget, if you buy anything, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy through our Amazon hole, whatever you get. You get a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out. Streaming liberal media.
Fuck you.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Crab Diving. Go to @RatedRComedy. Go to, on the Twitter or the Instagram. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience. Also, freaking Vile.
And we're going to be back tomorrow. We'll let you know if this religious bullshit gets signed. We'll be screaming about it.
Fuck you, Shitler.
Fuck you, Shitler.
I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.